Pesach is Habalim Latova. Next week we're not going to meet because it will be Petikas Chametz. So let's discuss a Pesach Sugya tonight. And I want to discuss a question that is popular in Lamdus and Halach Lamais, and that is the question of whether there is a mitzvah to eat matzah all 8 days of Pesach, 7 days in Eretz Yisrael, or is there only a mitzvah on the night of the Seder? So, in front of you have a pasuk in Shmos in Perak Yud Beis, Shiva Yomim Matzahs Tochlu Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashpisu Sorbi Batechem. For 7 days you should eat matzah. On the first day you should destroy any chametz in your homes. Ki cholo chal chametz v'nechros ha'nefesh v'him v'yisrael. Whoever eats chametz will be punished. Mayom HaRishon Yom HaShvir, from the first day until the seventh day. Rashi says, quoting the Gemara in Psachim, and Daf, Kuf Chaf Amad Aleph. Shivas Yam Matzos Tochelo. For 7 days you should eat matzos. B'makom Acher Homer, another place the Torah says, Sheishis Yam Tocha Matzos. It says, in the middle of Dvarim, you should eat matzah for 6 days. So is it 6 days or is it 7 days? Lamad Kol Ashvisha Pesach Sheinu Chova Lachal Matzah. By the seventh day of Pesach, there is no Chova. You're not mandated to eat matzah. Bilvad, Shlo yochel chametz, as long as you don't eat chametz. Minayin afshish rishus. How do I know that the 6 days of Pesach after the first day is rishus and not a chovati matzah? Tam lomar shivas yamim zumida shivas yamim, because it says 7 days. Zumida b'torah davar shabachlal v'yitzim na klal lalamed lalamed al matzmo bilvad yotze alamed al klal kula yotze. So we have a rule here. If I have a contradiction in Pesukim, I have one pasuk that says 6 days, one pasuk that says 7 days, so I can learn out an exception to the rule, meaning on the first day, the rule is you have to have matzah, but the other 6 days, you do not have to. Ma shvi'i, rishus, just like the 7 days of, 7 day of Pesach is rishus, you don't have to eat matzah. Afshisha rishus, so too, the 6 days are rishus as well. Yachal af laila rishon, I would have thought maybe on the first night of Pesach, I don't have to have matzah. Tamalomar be'erev tochel matzahs. I must eat matzah on that night, and that is established as the chovah. So we see from Chazal that there is no chiyuv to eat matzah outside of the first night of Pesach. The pasuk of Shivas Yom Matzos Tochelu, for 7 days to eat matzah, is telling you that you can eat matzah, but you don't have to eat matzah after the Seder. Nevertheless, there is a fascinating chizkuni on our Perek and Shmos Perek Yud Beis. It says that there is a mitzvah when eating matzah the entire Pesach. It says the Chizkuni Mikamakom, mitzvah, shivas yavim matzos tochelu, ksiv. There are 7 days you can eat matzah. Im ocha matzah kol shivas yavim, kaim a pasuk zeh, you fulfill this pasuk, shal shivas yavim matzos tochelu. So the Chizkuni says that it might be the case that you don't have to eat matzah after the Seder, but there is a mitzvah you get if you eat matzah the rest of Pesach, matzah pizza, matzah brai, matzah and cream cheese, and plain matzah with salt, whatever it is you want. You have a mitzvah when you eat it, or at least every kezias when you eat it the rest of the days of Pesach. What the Chizkuni is telling us is there's no absolute chi of a matzah, but it's a mitzvah if it's fulfilled. Who else has such an opinion? Probably most famously is the Vilna Gaon. In the Maisa Rav, Os Kuf Pei Hei, 188, you have the text in front of you, says the Vilna Gaon, or they say in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Shiva sem tochal matzos kol shiva mitzvah of eno kore la rishus, elagabe laila rishona shichova. There's only a chiyuv to have matzah on the first night, but the rest of the days it is a mitzvah rishus. U mitzvah lagabe chova rishus karile, afal pikein mitzvah doraisi. It is a Torah commandment. It's not a mandated Torah commandment, but if you do it, and you do eat matzah the rest of the days of Pesach, you get a mitzvah for it. V'haya mechavev ma'od mitzvah sachas matzah kol shiva. And the Vilna Gaon greatly loved eating matzah all the days of Pesach. This is based on a Tosos in Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yud Tes. Tosos says that eating matzah on Pesach is an os, it's a sign of a relationship with Hashem. We see from the Gra that apparently there is a third category of mitzvos. There are chiyuvim, like shema and tefillim, that a person has to do. There are mitzvos kiyumis, like shchita, and afrashas, trumas, and maestras. If a person comes across an animal they'd like to eat, or a person would like to eat vegetables and fruit in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of afrashas, trumas, or maestras. However, apparently there's a third category, which is mitzvos rishus, a mitzvah when engaging in an act But if you don't do it, it's not a bittul mitzvah. You haven't violated anything by not eating matzah. If you go all the rest of the days of Pesach, you haven't violated anything if you don't eat matzah on those days. Rav Shechter has a piece in Pnei HaRav, and he talks about the sheet of the Gra maybe being mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah rishus, a different category, but this is essentially what we have in front of us. Is there a similar category? Do you have anywhere else in Halacha where you don't have to do it, but if you do it, there is a mitzvah? So Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Minchas Asher on the Moadim, and he says that the mitzvah of a Kohen eating truma is the most comparable mitzvah to eating matzah the rest of the days of Pesach. The last Rambam in the last Halacha of Hilchos Trumos says that eating truma is a mitzvah for the Kohen. If a Kohen eats the truma, it's a mitzvah. The Radbaz on the Rambam doesn't understand which mitzvah is being fulfilled. If he doesn't eat the truma, then he wasn't mevatel a mitzvah. But I don't have to eat truma. Apparently, there's no concept of mitzvah reshus in the view of the Radbaz. There's no such thing as a mitzvah that you can simply opt in to do. Either it's something you have to do, or if the case comes up, if the situation comes up, then you'd have to do it there as well. The Radbaz understands that the bracha of being on mafish, trumas, and maitros is a shevach on being a kohen, but not on the eating of the truma itself. The Kesef Mishna says that it's clear that there's a birchas on mitzvah on eating truma because it's a mitzvah for the kohen to eat truma. We see that there's a chiddush in the Rambam that we have a mitzvah sushus. If he wants to eat the truma, he can. What's the source of the Rambam? There's a mitzvah to eat truma if you want to in your kohen. So Rabbah says it's the Gemara Msachim Daf Ayin Beis that Rabbi Tarfon complained that he lost the avodah of eating truma. Apparently, the Gemara views eating truma as a mitzvah like avodah sakachim, any other mitzvahs in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Numa says that eating truma is a kumve esse, a mitzvah that you go up and do on your own. And therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, the most similar mitzvah to eating matzah the rest of the days of Pesach is a kohen eating truma. Who else would make such an argument about matzah being a mitzvah reshus? So the Baal HaMa'or, Imsachim, says that there are those who ask why we don't make a bracha of al achilas matzah when eating matzah over the course of Pesach. Why don't I make a achilas matzah the rest of the days of Pesach? We do make a bracha when we eat in the sukkah over the course of sukkahs. Even though there's only a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, there's a mandate to eat in the sukkah on the first night. So the Baal HaMa'or answers that we can exist and subsist the entire Pesach without matzah. Well, you'd be okay. If you didn't eat matzah any other time besides the first night of Pesach, you'd be okay. So there's no bracha on achilas matzah. But a person must sleep over the course of sukkahs, and therefore they will have to spend time in the sukkah after the first night, and therefore the sukkah gets a bracha whenever you use it with kviyas suda and you make it a place where you eat. The Avnei Ezer Rachaim Simen Shinai in Zion says, we see from the Baal HaMa'or, that there must be a mitzvah to eat matzah all Pesach, or else there wouldn't be a question about the bracha on matzah over the entirety of Pesach. What else? Why else would the Baal HaMa'or assume that I should have to have a bracha on matzah the rest of the days of Pesach if there's not a mitzvah to do it? Avnei Ezer goes further. He says, if you want to eat bread on Pesach, you have to eat any type of bread on Pesach. It would have to be matzah. It is like a chova. Fine, but at least he says, according to the Baal HaMa'or, we see there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all the days of Pesach. This is also the point of Rav Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni HaShas, Amsachim Daf Lamed Ches. Rav Yosef Engel supports this with the Gemara Amsachim. The Gemara says that Rabbi Meir holds that you must own the matzah you eat on Leil Seder. You are not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah by borrowing it from anybody else. You must own it yourself. A person doesn't own Meiser Sheni, the Meiser that we have to give alternating years, either to be eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim or given to the poor. Why? Because Meiser Sheni belongs to Hashem. That's what has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Rav Yosef Engel says that the Gemara says that you cannot use matzah of Meiser Sheni for Pesach because it doesn't belong to you. You have to own the matzah, and a Meiser Sheni, a grains would not be kosher for matzah and Pesach to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara says, Ein adam yotzi adei chovaso bepesach. You would not fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach if you ate the matzah that did not belong to you. The Gemara also says that according to Rabbi Meir, you can't be yotze using an esrog on Sukkos if it's ma'aser sheni, because the esrog doesn't belong to you. And the Gemara says, ein adam yirei chavaso b'yantif. Now, again, two mitzvahs here. The Gemara says that if you don't own those mitzvah objects, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. But why, when it comes to Sukkos, does it say that you don't fulfill the mitzvah of yantif, but when it comes to Pesach, it says you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach? Because after the first day of Sukkos, you don't need to own the Dalad Minim. You don't need to own the Esrog, the Hadassim, the Aravos, and the Lulav. But in the rest of the days of Pesach, you must own your matzah if you want to fulfill the week-long mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, we see that there must be a mitzvah of matzah all the days of Pesach. And that's why the Gemara says, Ein adam yotzei chovaso bePesach, if you don't own your matzah. There's another source, the Gemara Msachim Daf Chav Ches, whether chametz she'avar lav haPesach, chametz that was owned by a Jew over Pesach, is that a Torah prohibition to partake of it, or a rabbinic prohibition? It's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that it's not usher according to Torah, it's only midrabban. And he says that isra chametz only exists when there's a mitzvah to eat chametz, to eat matzah. Sorry, there's only usher to own chametz when there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So the Pnei Yehoshua asks how Rabbi Shimon can link the isra of eating chametz with the mitzvah of eating matzah when the mitzvah to consume matzah applies only the first night of Pesach, not throughout Yantif. It's clear from here, he says, that the Gemara understands that Rabbi Shimon maintains, like the Vilna Gaon, that one who consumes matzah all 7 days of Pesach fulfills a mitzvah. Another proof, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky and his cousin Yecheskel cites the Gemara Msachim Daf Lamed Ches, that a person does not fill the mitzvah of matzah with matzah that was baked for the Korban Todah. Korban Todah is a korban that requires matzahs to be baked with it. If I bake those matzahs for the Korban Todah, with that intention, I cannot use them for my matzahs for Leil Seder. The reason is that only matzah that can be eaten for 7 days can be used to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Seder. If eating matzah for the duration of Pesach is an act devoid of any spiritual merit, then why would the Gemara insist on matzah that can be eaten for all 7 days? Apparently, the Gemara is teaching that the status of matzah is relevant for all the days of Yontif. And that's why special matzahs have to be made for Pesach and not for the Korban Todah that can only be eaten for 1 day. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simen Tuf Ayin Hey Os Yud Ches, I brought this here in the source sheets, that Dekach Mikublani, I have a tradition, Da'af Agav De'ein Chovas Matzah Rak Malayla, even though the mitzvah of matzah is only at night of the first night, Mikol Makom, Mitzvah Le'achol Matzah Kol Yimei Pesach, there's a mitzvah Yud Al Pesach. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. A mitzvah to eat matzah all the days of Pesach, even you don't have to. It is a bit strange the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't quote the Vilna Gaon. He certainly knew the Vilna Gaon, but that's what he says. He has such a tradition. Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes in the Pri Tzadok on Pesach, again, there's a mitzvah to have matzah all Pesach. And the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer Yoredeya cites the Schizkuni and the Shita of the Ibn Ezra as well, and Shmos. And they hold that these are Shitas that understand that one it has a mitzvah to eat matzah if they want to all the days of Pesach. Does anybody disagree? Does anybody hold that there's no mitzvah to have matzah the days of Pesach? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Aaron of Lunel, says in Hilchos Pesach that we don't make a brach on matzah the rest of Pesach because there's no mitzvah to eat matzah outside of the first night of Pesach. And he explains that we don't make a bracha when we are doing something that is simply not an aveira. There's no brach on eating kosher meat instead of non-kosher meat. So too, when eating matzah outside of the first day, you're simply not eating chametz. And there's no bracha. There's nothing religiously significant, says the Aruch HaShulchan, by having matzah pizza on the third day of Pesach. Why? Because you're simply not having chametz. You're not doing a mitzvah. You're just avoiding having chametz. This is the Shita of the Magen Avraham, citing the Maharil, the Sefer Itzer, the Tshuvas HaRashba, all say the same thing, that eating matzah is not a mitzvah outside of the first night or the second night. It is simply an avoidance of eating chametz. The Stei Chemed, in his Mareches Chametz of Matzah, was very intrigued by the sheet of the Gra. He asked many Gedol Yisrael whether the Gra made a bracha on this achila, this eating of matzah. This was in part due to a local rabbi and his followers who were reciting the bracha of al achilas matzah all 7 days of Pesach, he collected letters from the Netziv and the Meshiv Dabra Chelek Beis, the Divrei Malkiel Chelek Kei, the Marisham Chelek Aleph, asking them, is that a thing to make a bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah all the days of Pesach? So the Netziv responded that this is not the minhag, and that it is not, but it's also not a bracha levatala. He says this may be the reason behind the position of Rav Sanjagon, cited by the Rush at the end of Yuma, that a person recites a bracha when immersing in the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. According to the Netziv, the practice of going to the mikvah before Yantif is an optional mitzvah, a mitzvah reshus, and you can recite a bracha when performing such a mitzvah. This position is certainly not accepted by the poskim. The Netziv even goes further, says based on the Gra, a person should be careful to eat matzah shmura all the days of Pesach. That is a very big chumra as well. The Tshuvas Marsham writes that he heard about these people who follow such a tzaddik, who would make the brach of Al-Achilas Matzah all Pesach. And the Marasham attacks this person for making a brach of Atala. In addition, he's making a hefsek between Hamotzi, eating of the matzah, and therefore, he says, Bircha Sanenin is not chal. His brach of Al-Achilas Matzah is not even good for the matzah, because he made a hefsek with a bad bracha, and he's eating without a bracha rishon. He writes, V'lachein oso tzadik v'chasidav, this righteous person, and his chasidim ein ruach chacham nochamehem, they are acting without the spirit of chachamim. Now, let's ask a question on this yesod. If a kohen eats truma, he does make a bracha, right? We said before, according to Rav Asher Weiss, if a kohen eating truma is a mitzvah reshus, just like a person eating matzah the rest of the days of Pesach is an optional mitzvah. When a kohen eats truma, he makes a bracha. So if so, why wouldn't we make al achilas matzah on eating matzah all 7 days outside of Leil HaSeder? That's no different than eating truma by a kohen. So Rav Michal Farshlager, in his Torah Michal in Simin Yadal, explains that the bracha one recites at the Seder pertains to and serves to exempt all matzah consumption during Pesach. When you make the bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah next Friday night, it is intended to cover all eating of matzah the rest of Pesach. The eating of matzah is reshus, that's building off the Leil HaSeder. And therefore, this mitzvah reshus of eating matzah doesn't need a new bracha. But eating in the sukkah all 7 days is a new chiyuv to eat in the sukkah each time. And therefore, each separate eating in the sukkah needs a new bracha. This logic leads Rav Sternbach and the Tshuvas HaNagos and Chelek Beis to say that one recites the bracha of matzah at the Seder, you should have in mind to patra all matzah he's going to eat throughout Yantif. The Mincha Sasher, Rav Asher Weiss, so he gives three explanations why there's a difference between eating matzah over Pesach and a kohen eating truma. The first thing he suggests is that the bracha on eating truma is on the Kedushas HaKahuna. I'm not making a bracha on the truma. I'm making a bracha on the fact that I'm a holy kohen who's allowed to eat truma. And therefore the bracha is Asher Kedushano, B'Kedushaso Shel Aharon, that I've been sanctified in the holiness of Aram. However, he rejects this because it doesn't seem correct, because everyone becomes Kodesh through mitzvos. I also become Kodesh when I eat matzah, so why should I make a bracha on that? Then he suggests that there's a chiyuv, that if there's a chiyuv and a reshus for a mitzvah, let's say a mitzvah can be done in a mandated way, but it can also be done in a way that, if it's up to me, I can choose to do it. Then you only make a bracha on the chova, the mandated way to do that mitzvah. When it comes to matzah, there's a zman chiyuv, and therefore the bracha is only said on Leil HaSeder when you have to eat matzah. But then he rejects this, because why would we make such a distinction when it comes to making a bracha? So the Mincha Sasher concludes that there are many things that are not mitzvos, and this is a major yesod of Rav Asher Weiss, but they are simply ratzon ha-Torah. They're not mitzvos, but they are the will of the Torah. For example, none of the counters of mitzvos, none of the monad mitzvos count tsar balei chaim as a mitzvah. There's no count in the Rambam, or the Sefer HaChinuch, or of Sanjagon, or the Bahag. All those counters of mitzvos don't mention a mitzvah of tsar balei chaim, to not afflict an animal. But we know that it's asur mida oraisa to cause pain to an animal. Another example is the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But it's clear to anybody who reads the Torah that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the Ratzon HaTorah. It's clearly where we're supposed to be. Matzah kol shiva. Eating a matzah all 7 days is not a mitzvah saseh. And it might not even be a mitzvah reshus, says Rav Asher Weiss. It is the Ratzon HaTorah. It is simply the will of the Torah to eat matzah. And therefore, there is an inyan from the Torah to eat matzah all the days of Pesach. And because it is not a mitzvah, and it is only under the category of Ratzon HaTorah, the will of the Torah, there is no bracha on eating matzah kol shiva the rest of the days of Pesach. Let's just go to the other extreme right now. And let's just talk about the minhag of some people to only eat matzah Leil HaSeder. In the Sefer Damasek Eliezer Al HaTorah, in the Hakdama, it records that the Briska Rav said in the name of Rav Chaim, who heard from Rav Yosef Ralbag, that the Maril Diskin would only eat a kezias of matzah on the night of Seder and have no more matzah the rest of Pesach. For the rest of Pesach, he would subsist mostly on potatoes. Sefer Amud HaEish says the same thing as well. This is the practice of the Yisod V'Shorosh Avoda, the Yismach Moshe, and this extra concern over possible chametz happens to be noted in the Sharei Tshuva in Siman Tov Samach, which is printed next to the Mishnah Berurah. It is currently the practice, famously, of the Liska Rav, the Liska Rebbe. This is written about every single year in the newspapers. Liska Rav only has matzah on the night of Pesach in the smallest amount. Why would somebody do this? So the Tzitz Eliezer, in Chelek Yud Gimel and Siman Samachay, discusses the minhag of some people to not eat matzah outside of Leil HaSeder. He suggests that they were afraid that the matzah is chametz. And he replies that he feels that this is incorrect. If the matzah is chametz, then you shouldn't eat them on the first night as well. And he then suggests that this is so problematic that perhaps the real reason people don't eat matzah outside of the Leil HaSeder is in order to go against the Karaites. They didn't want to follow the pasuk of Shivas Yamim Matzah Tilchelu, and instead they followed the Torah Shebaal Peh that there's only a chiyuv on Leil HaSeder. He also says this is completely unsatisfying, and he says nobody should give up the mitzvah of eating matzah all the days of Pesach. And that really is the issue. So that's really the idea behind the minhag of the people. Make sure they eat matzah throughout Pesach. Either we said there's a mitzvah Rishus, a mitzvah Kiyumis according to Rosh Shechter, Ratzon HaTorah according to Rosh Weiss, but certainly according to many, many opinions, there is some sort of good deed, some form of Avodas Hashem when it comes to eating matzah all the days of Pesach. I just want to end with a Dvar Machshava, just connected to eating matzah on Pesach. This is from Rav David Cohen in his Sefer Zman Cheruseinu on Pesach in Maimer Lamed. He asks three very, very important questions. He says, the Torah says, Sheishas Yomim Tochal Matzos, V'yom HaShvi Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. For 6 days you should eat matzos, and the seventh day will be for Hashem. Why is the last Pesach called Atzeres in the Torah? That's question number one. Question number two is that the Targum and the Sfarno both explain that Atzeres is a lashon of gathering, of coming together. The gathering was the singing of Shiras Hayam on the seventh day of Pesach. Why is the focus on gathering to sing the Shira and not the miracle itself, the splitting of the sea? And finally, he asks, that the Ramban says that Atzeres is a lashon of waiting. Like we have Shmini Atzeres, that we have one more day with Hashem, so too the Ramban says we have one more day with matzah, another day of clinging to the matzah. Apparently, there's something special about matzah on the last day of Pesach. Why is that? So says Rav David Cohen, and he cites the Haggadah Shel Pesach of Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, who says that Galus Mitzrayim was a gestation period to create Klal Yisrael, and Yetzias Mitzrayim was the birth of the Jewish people. While in Mitzrayim, we were tafel, we were secondary to the Egyptians, like a fetus to the mother. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu came and delivered us, Goy Mikarev Goy, from one nation inside another. And on Pesach, the Leil HaSeder is when the baby begins to push out of the mother's womb. And the seventh day of Pesach, at Kriyas Yamsuf, is when the birth is completed and the baby has emerged. It's a long time of labor, those 7 days. Only on the last day of Pesach, Klal Yisrael finish their birth of becoming an Am Hashem, and this is why Shira, the singing of Yetzias Mitzrayim, wasn't said until after the Yom Suf, because the creation of the nation of Klal Yisrael wasn't completed until we came out on the other side. That's when the baby was born. And this explains question number two, why the Atzeres is focused on the singing of Yom Suf. This Shira, the singing by Kriyas Yom Suf, is the culmination of the birth of the Jewish people. Then, the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Yad Mitzrayim, from Rabbi Chaver, continues. And he says that matz is a food that is supernatural. It is above teva. It is a food that was made b'chipazon, above time, super fast, supernaturally. It is an achila shel mitzvah that affects the very spirit of a person. When you eat matzah, it greatly enhances your ruchnias. Because these 7 days are the days of the birth of Klal Yisrael, we eat this spiritual food to give nutrients to the birthing of the baby, i.e. Klal Yisrael, during this time. Every bite of matzah we eat instills with us spiritual nourishment during this very delicate time of the nation's birth. The Gra has the same idea in his Perush on the Safra Ditznius. In fact, the difference between chametz and matzah is only the little piece of a hey and a ches, right? Matzah and chametz have the same letters, just that the os hey has a small gap on top, not closing it to make a ches. When it's the chametz, when it is chametz, the rechem, the womb is closed. But when it's matzah, the hay, the womb is opened, the ches is opened to a hay, and Klal Yisrael are delivered during these 7 days. After the Leda, after the birth is over, there's no more reason to eat matzah. So based on this, we can understand why Hashem asks for the 7th day to be an atzeres, a time of eating matzah. The chiddush is that once the Kriyas Yamsuf occurred, we would think that there's no more reason to eat matzah on the 7th day. We're done, that's it. And the atzeres of the 7th day is to tell us that Hashem wants us to continue to eat matzah a little bit longer with Him, so that we have that nourishment, that spiritual nourishment that comes from the matzah. Okay, we will stop here. Achak kashrus sameach, and everyone should have a good Shabbos.